Hello, I just want to share this wonderful video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly. And you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble's, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country, and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order, as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
I and they that God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
Church of God Mission International Incorporated presents Idahosa and You with the Idahosa World Outreach Ministry. This ministry has reached every city and town in Nigeria and across the continents of the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Archbishop B.A. Idahosa is a man sent by God for our generation with a message of faith and miracle. To preach, to teach, to pray, and heal the sick in the name of Jesus Christ. B. in the Miracle Center and the Faith Miracle Arena, the place for kings and the place for ordinary people, the place for nobles, the place for the distressed, the place for the afflicted, the place where God is moving in the now. As Idahosa and you comes your way today, God is going to bless you. Your needs would be met. Expect a miracle now, through his servant, Reverend Dr. B.A. Idahosa.
그런데 이 목사님은 혼자서 교회를 자그만치 6천 개를 개척을 했습니다. 그리고 지금 이 목사님 따르는 성도가 500만 명이 넘습니다. 그래서 아프리카에서는 최대의 주의 종입니다. 그런데 이분은 보니까 아프리카에서는 드물게 보는 미인하고 결혼을 했어요. 아주 부인이 굉장히 미인입니다. 삼남일녀의 아버지이기도 하는 것입니다. 아들 하나, 딸 셋, 욕심은 없는 것 같아. 이제 부인께서 나와서 먼저 인사를 드렸는데 어제 보니까 부인이 남편보다 설교를 더 잘하는 것 같아. 내가 어제 막 부인만 시키려고 하다가 그래도 남편이 따라와서 할 수 없이 중간에 중지를 시켰다고요. 마그렛. 오늘 오후에 이 자리에 서게 된 것이 큰 기쁨입니다.
I want to say I bring you greetings from Africa, Nigeria.
저는 아프리카와 나이지리아 성도들로부터 인사 말씀을 여러분에게 전달합니다.
I'm from Benin City in particular.
바리시대.
From Benin City in particular, that is where we are from. 아, in Nigeria.
나이지리아, 나이지리아의 Benin City in particular라는 곳에서 우리가 왔습니다.
The saints over there sent you their love.
거기에는 모든 성도들이 여러분에게 사랑을 전달합니다.
This afternoon, my husband is going to minister with the power of God in his life.
여러분 오늘 오후에 저희 남편이 하나님의 권능으로 여러분에게 말씀을 전하실 것입니다.
I have watched him in a lot of countries minister.
저는 우리 남편이 여러 나라에 다니면서 복음을 증거하는 것을 교회 따라가면서 보았습니다. 매해마다 세계 여러 곳에 다니면서 말씀을 증거하는데 나는 뒤에 따라다니면서 은혜를 많이 받고 있습니다.
But I want to prepare your mind now.
그러나 우리 남편이 나오기 전에 여러분 마음에 준비를 시키고 싶은 것이 있습니다.
That as he speaks this afternoon, focus your attention on the Lord Jesus Christ.
여러분 우리 남편 말씀을 들을 때 우리 남편 얼굴을 쳐다보지 말고 예수님을 바라보시기 바랍니다.
Because he has a miracle for you.
왜냐하면 기적은 우리 남편이 행하는 것이 아니라 예수님이 행하시기 때문인 것입니다.
And your name is written on your miracle.
여러분의 이름이 하늘나라 기적의 책에 기록되어 있습니다.
Nobody can get that miracle except you.
그러므로 아무도 여러분의 이름을 그 책에서 지울 수가 없습니다.
So expect it.
그러므로 큰 좋은 일이 일어날 것을 기대하시기 바랍니다.
Once again, we say a big thank you for inviting us to this great place and great work of God that is doing at the end of time.
이 큰 교회 또 하나님이 큰 역사를 하는 곳에 여러분께서 우리를 청해 준 것을 감사 인사드립니다.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
남편이 좋아가 코가 벌렁벌렁합니다. 오케이, okay, your turn.
Hallelujah. We are very, very grateful to be here.
여기 왔었더니 기쁩니다.
Before I turn to the Bible, I want my family here to stand up so you can say welcome to them.
내가 성경을 펼치기 전에 나를 따라서 같이 온 우리 가족들을 여러분에게 소개하고 싶습니다.
Dr. Jean Thompson, Dr.
Jim Thompson 부부.
We are very happy to have them presented to you.
예, 여기 같이 오게 된 것을 기쁘게 생각합니다.
Well, I told Dr. Cho today.
제가 오늘 조 목사에게 말하기를.
I didn't come to Korea to waste time.
나는 한국에 시간을 그냥 보내기 위해서 온 것은 아닙니다.
I came to take it home.
나는 한국에서 하나님의 역사를 많이 배워서 이것을 우리 중국으로 가지고 가기 위해서 왔습니다. 그렇게 말했습니다.
I'm here to take it home.
그러므로 사실 오늘도 여러분 은혜를 제가 받아서 중국으로 가져가려고 이 자리에 섰습니다.
I want to challenge you to continue what God has done here.
여러분께 제가 오늘 격려해 드리고 싶은 것은 하나님이 이 자리에 일하신 것을 계속 하시기 바랍니다.
When we arrived here 3 days ago, God asked me to talk to you. That once is not enough.
제가 3일 전에 이곳에 도착했을 때 기도하는데 하나님 말씀하기를 한 번 은혜 받은 것으로 만족하지 못하도록 하라 그렇게 말씀하셨습니다.
Whatever God has done here already is good, but once is not enough.
여러분 하나님이 이 자리에 행하신 일은 참으로 좋은 일이지만은 한 번 하나님의 이 역사로서 만족해서는 안 됩니다.
God can do more.
하나님은 이것보다 더 크게 여러분을 위해서 역사해 주실 수가 있습니다.
He has power to do more.
하나님은 더 역사하실 권능을 가지고 계십니다.
And is willing to use you to do more.
그리고 하나님은 여러분을 통해서 더 큰 역사를 하기를 원하시고 계십니다.
Allow God to use you more.
하나님께서 여러분을 더 크게 사용하도록 마음을 넓히시기 바랍니다.
Last night the Bible came to my heart in a new way.
어제 저녁에 제가 기도하는데 하나님께서 성경 말씀을 보여주셨습니다.
The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 4.
마태복음 4장에 있는 말씀이십니다.
Verse 16 it said.
4장 16절에 이렇게 기록되어 있습니다.
The people which sat in darkness saw great light.
흑암에 앉은 백성이 큰 빛을 보았고
And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light sprang up.
사망의 땅과 그늘에 앉은 자들에게 빛이 비추었도다.
People who sat in darkness,
어두움에 앉은 백성들이,
they saw great light.
큰 빛을 보았습니다.
Those who sat under the shadow of death, light sprang up.
그리고 그늘에 앉은 자들에게 빛이 비추었습니다.
Korea, light sprang up.
한국에 빛이 비치기 시작했습니다.
여의도, light sprang up.
여의도에서 하나님의 빛이 비치기 시작했습니다.
Believers in Korea, light sprang up.
한국에 있는 성도들이 다 하나님의 빛이요 성도들이 일어나야만 하는 것입니다.
This is the day of light.
오늘날의 시대는 빛을 비추는 시대입니다.
This is not a time of darkness.
오늘날 시대는 흑암의 시대가 아닙니다.
Jesus saw this light.
예수님께서 이 빛을 보셨습니다.
Jesus walked in this light.
예수님은 이 빛 가운데서 행하셨습니다.
Jesus exhibited this light.
예수님께서 바로 이 빛이십니다.
Jesus demonstrated this light.
예수님은 이 빛을 보여주셨습니다.
Jesus used this light.
예수님은 이 빛을 사용하셨습니다.
In verse 23, the Bible said.
23절에 성경이 말씀하기를
And Jesus went about all Galilee.
예수께서 온 갈릴리에 두루다니사
Jesus went about all Galilee.
예수님은 갈릴리 온 지방에 두루다니셨습니다.
For one reason.
예수님이 다닌 이유는
In Galilee teaching in their synagogue.
그는 회당에 가서 가르치시며
preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
천국 복음을 전파하시며
and healing all manners of diseases.
백성 중에 모든 병과 모든 약한 것을 고치시니라고 했습니다.
The risen light came to Korea.
여러분 한국에 빛이 왔는데
The risen light came to Yeouido Gospel Center.
여의도 순복음 교회에 빛이 비친 이유는
is for every member of Yeouido Gospel Church to teach, to preach, and to heal.
여의도 순복음교회는 모든 성도들이 이 빛을 받아 나가서 말씀을 가르치고 복음을 전파하고 병을 고치기 위한 것입니다.
The power of God must return back in a new way.
하나님의 능력이 오늘날 시대에는 새롭게 역사합니다.
Jesus saw this light.
예수께서 이 빛을 보셨어요.
Jesus brought this light.
예수께서 이 빛을 가지고 오셨습니다.
Jesus made the light to spring up.
예수님께서 이 빛이 비치게 하셨습니다.
And Jesus took the power of the light.
예수님께서 이 빛의 권능을 우리에게 주셨습니다.
Teaching the gospel.
여러분 우리가 해야 될 것은
preaching the gospel.
복음을 가르쳐야 되고 복음을 전해야 되고
and healing all manners.
어떤 병이든지 다 고쳐야 됩니다.
The gospel is for teaching.
복음이란 가르쳐야 되고.
The gospel is for teaching.
복음은 가르쳐야 됩니다.
The gospel is for healing.
복음은 바로 병 고치는 것입니다.
There is enough power in Yeouido this afternoon to heal the whole world.
여러분 오늘 여의도 여러분 가운데 있는 하나님의 권능은 온 세계 병자를 다 고치고도 남음이 있습니다.
If Jesus healed all by himself alone.
예수께서 혼자서 모든 병을 다 고쳤습니다.
If Jesus preached all by himself.
예수님은 혼자서 모든 사람에게 복음을 전파했습니다.
If Jesus taught by himself.
또 예수님이 혼자서 말씀을 가르쳤습니다.
Don't let the light go off.
이 빛을 여러분에게 주셨은지 이 빛이 꺼지지 않게 하십시오.
Light has come.
빛이 여러분에게 비쳤습니다.
Power has come.
하나님의 권능이 임하셨습니다.
Anointing has come.
하나님의 은사가 임하였습니다.
Miracle has come.
하나님의 기적이 임하였습니다.
Deliverance has come.
하나님의 구원의 능력이 임하셨습니다.
Light is coming.
빛이 여러분에게 임하였습니다.
Let's use the light.
빛을 사용하십시오.
Let's move in the light.
빛 가운데서 행동하십시오.
Let's go all over Seoul.
서울 전역을 찾아다니십시다.
Let's go all over Korea.
한국 전역을 찾아갑시다.
Let's go to Japan.
일본으로 건너갑시다.
Let's go to the peninsula.
베네수엘라로 건너갑시다.
Let's go to the nations around.
그리고 전 세계 각지에 갑시다.
Teaching the gospel.
우리가 말씀을 가르치고
preaching the gospel.
말씀을 전파하고
and healing all manners of diseases.
온 종류의 병전자를 다 고치십시다.
Support your new life with power of teaching, preaching, and healing.
이 교회 하나님이 주신 가르치고 전파하고 병 고치는 권세를 계속 밀어붙이고 계속 자라게 하십시다.
What is happening here is wonderful.
여러분 이 교회 가운데 일어나고 있는 역사는 놀라운 것입니다.
But what is going to happen will be bigger than this one.
그러나 장차 이 교회를 통해서 일어날 일은 지금보다 훨씬 더 큽니다.
A great light is coming.
하나님으로부터 빛이 임하였습니다.
A great light will spring up.
그리고 빛이 이곳에서 솟아오릅니다.
Let us carry on the message with authority and power.
그러므로 이 빛 가운데 하나님의 말씀을 권세 있고 능력 있게 전파하는 여러분이 되시기 바랍니다.
I come to challenge this man.
나는 이곳에 조 목사에게 격려하기 위해서 왔습니다.
This is the biggest church in the world to the glory of God.
여러분 이 교회가 다니엘 교회로서는 세계에서 제일 큰 교회입니다.
But this should not be the end.
그러나 이것으로 만족해서는 안 됩니다.
What God has done in Yeouido must happen in Japan.
여러분 여의도에 시작한 일은 똑같이 일본에서도 이런 역사가 일어나야만 되는 것입니다.
What God has done in Yeouido must happen in Philippines.
그리고 여의도에서 일어난 이 역사는 필리핀에서도 일어나야만 합니다.
What God has done in Yeouido must happen in Malaysia.
그리고 여의도에 일어난 이 역사는 말레이시아에서도 일어나야만 합니다.
What God has done in Yeouido must happen in Singapore.
이 여의도에 일어난 역사가 싱가포르에서도 일어나야 합니다.
How will it happen?
어떻게 이런 일이 그곳에 일어나겠습니까?
When people from Yeouido will go about all whole peninsula.
여러분, 여의도에 온 세계 주의 종들이 와서 여기에서 복음의 역사를 체험하고 자기 나라로 돌아가게 되는 것입니다.
And the way Jesus did it.
그래서 거기에서 예수 그리스도의 역사를 나타내게 됩니다.
These people, there's a mighty anointing on these people here. There's a mighty anointing here.
I can see that. The Lord is about to do something special in this man's life.
I see that.
In the area of business.
Pick him up.
I want him to get up.
This Lord, man right there. Here.
The Lord has been talking to him for a long time to do something.
Keep going, Charlie.
You are going to have a turnaround in your life financially to the glory of God.
Pray with him. Pray.
Thank
God. Pray with him about it.
Lord, I ask that you surprise this man.
I know them. You don't know.
With supplying power and surprises. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Harold just told me he knows this man. He said, you and I don't know him, but he just resigned his job. He is a businessman.
He's about to get a surprise. That's what God told me. A surprise of supply.
If this man says anything to you, believe
it. A surprise of supply.
I know him.
God is going to surprise you, man.
Go to your seats, please.
God bless you. Open up your mind. God wants to bless us.
When you're up against the struggle,
verse 2 said, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. The Lord told me last night when he said, I will preach this message to tell many of you, your Sabbath is passing and your sun is rising. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Your Sabbath is past. God is going to give you a dawning of a new morning with the rising of the sun. Some of you were expecting sun to rise for you in the evening, but God told me an early morning rising sun is coming to your life. If it's only two people that heard what I said, you are the one I'm talking to. A new sun is going to rise in your life. A new rising sun is coming to your life. Your sad days, your grievous days are passing and your miracle days are coming. Say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Early in the morning. Think about that. I don't know what that means in American Christianity, but in universal Christianity, in the universal Christianity, the beginning of a new life is a greater life than the ending life. There's more joy when a baby is born than when an old man dies. When a baby is born, that is new beginning. When an old man dies, that's the end of an era. And God asked me to tell you this afternoon, he's going to give you a new rising sun. If you hear me, say hallelujah. Maybe you were not expecting it, but a brand new day is coming towards your life. Your days of grief, your days of sorrow, your days of Sabbath, your days of failure are passing and a new rising sun is coming. Listen to this. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Mary and Martha went to help God. Mary matter. Mary, the mother of James and Salome, were asking questions. Who will help us roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Listen to verse 4. When they looked, they saw. Stand up with me. Stand up with me, please. I know you are here for a miracle. You have seen some. You saw many last night. You've seen many this morning. But listen to the one that is going to take place from in your life from today. The question was, who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the sepulchre? And the Holy Spirit said, turn and look. Somebody look to your right. Look to your right. Turn and look. Turn to your left and look. Are you looking or are you just standing still? I said, turn your head to your right. Look. Turn your head to your left and look. Now hear what the Bible says. They needed help. Thank you for looking, Benny. They needed help. They turned and they looked and saw. Turned, looked, saw. Three things. When you don't turn your eyes from your problem, when you don't turn your eyes from your sickness, when you don't turn your eyes from your sepulcher, the stone gets bigger. They turned. They took their eyes from the stone. They asked questions. Who will help? Oh God, who will help? But they turned. They looked. They saw. Saw what? The stone had been rolled away. The stone of your marriage, the stone of your business, the stone that sat in your progress, look and see, it has been rolled away. I said, look, turn, look, take your eyes. Take your eyes from the sepulchre. Turn your eyes from the grave. Turn your eyes from the stone. Look to the Lord. Your stone has rolled away. Give me a big hallelujah. I said, give me a big hallelujah. It doesn't matter. How heavy the stone in your life is, take your eyes off it. Look to the author. Look to the finisher. Look to the healer. Look to the miracle worker. Look to the life changer. Look for the man who died and rose again. Look, 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 look. Your stone is gone in the name of Jesus. Is anybody hearing me? Turn. Turn your eyes from the servant of God and turn your eyes to his master. If you want your stone to roll, see the God who sent him. He is not selling miracles.
He's not presenting you miracles. He's presenting you the God of miracles. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Anywhere in this whole building, the saving power of Jesus is there. The healing power of Jesus is standing near you right now. By the authority that He vested on me, I'm going to command that your salvation be sure. And I'm going to say to God tonight, my Bible says He's able to save to the uttermost they that come to God by Him. Just in case there's any sickness in your body, He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace were laid on Him, and by His stripes you have been healed. I want to take authority and dominion. If you can just place your hand wherever you have that sickness, ears, chest, look at me for a minute, but be in the mood of prayer. Just look at me. Wherever you find the overflow hall, the basement, the top, anywhere. I am not the healer, but I represent the healer. Jesus is a miracle worker. He is standing where you are there right now. Your sickness, place your hand there. Your chest, put your hand there. Your ears, put your hand there. Your waist, put your hand there. Your stomach, put your hand there. Your mouth, put your hand there. Your throat, put your hand there. Your leg, put your hand there. If the whole body is full of sickness, wrap your hand around your body. I'm going to invoke the power of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take authority and dominion over the symptom of sickness and disease. You foul spirit of sickness, you killing spirit of the enemy, I adjure you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out! Death is healed! Your stomach is healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Not God. If He healed you, tell us what He has done. It's for God's glory. Yes, sir. What has happened to you, sir?
I was healed from a curvature in the neck.
Give God a big hand for that healing. Glory be to God. 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 Glory. Let me give Jesus a big hand for His church of my brother. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes, ma'am.
She be healing. God speak in the hands and she be healing. But from Thursday night, she have a very pain this right leg.
Yes.
And I've been praying myself to God a lot. And I believe in God. He touched her tonight.
Yes.
Because before I come in here, it's going there, and you got to be healed from this right leg. Because all my body being healed from God and Jesus Christ.
Glory be to God. Lord, we thank you.
My friends, I think you should know this. This little girl had leukemia and was going to die. She was in a terrible state, and God mightily healed her. Mightily healed her. Just a few weeks ago. Wonderful.
It shall not destroy this land. By the power and the blood of the Lamb, you are healed and set free completely. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody say amen.
I'd like to pray for that woman with rubber band in her neck before we pray this prayer for the England people. Come here, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I want God to give you your miracle first.
Archbishop Benson Ederhoser ministered under mighty anointing.
And the lame in
by the gift of the word of knowledge, he invited a sick woman in the crowd to step out for healing. for months. Her neck had been in a band. But as the servant of God prayed, she was instantly healed. The neck band was removed. Glory to God.
Respond with loud voice, and the healing virtue of Christ touched your neck. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, you foul destructiveness, trouble.
In the name of Jesus, be healed. Now be loose. You are set free. You are set free. You are set free. You are set free. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, neck, you are healed. I command it. I believe it. Oh, Boria Mama. Marandolo Momo will say paraba. Yeah, take it right now. It's yours. It is done. In Jesus' name. Lose and be healed. In the name of Jesus. Rise up, you are healed. Your neck is healed. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Rise up and be healed in Jesus' name. Remove your rubber band. The Lord has made you whole. I see the healing power of God. Throw it away. Your neck is back to yourself. In Jesus' name. Go in peace. Go. Run back to your seat. Go back to your seat. You are healed in the name of Jesus.
The sick Hallelujah. And afflicted flocked into the Royal Albert Hall in droves.
Amen.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth showed himself alive by many infallible proofs.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, she's healed. She's healed. In Jesus' name, let every sick here, let every bound, let every afflicted, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Lord, descend your power now, 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 now. Get up in the name of Jesus.
This Indian man had been in a wheelchair for seven agonizing years. He exercised his faith as the prayer of healing swept the vast arena. He wobbled out of his wheelchair all by himself. What joy! He walked home without his wheelchair. Hallelujah!
In Jesus' name, walk right now. 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 Walk now. Now. Walk. In the name of Jesus. Walk. 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 Walk there. Walk there. See. Rise and walk. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. Deaf ears open. Dumb tongue be loose. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You are set free. Take your healing there. Take your healing. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Be set free. Be healed. Right now. In Jesus' name.
This young woman had never known what walking is.
In the name of Jesus,
her feet crossed and stiff.
Come on, come on.
She marched in style to the platform.
Right now.
God is a healer indeed.
This way. This way. This way. Begin to walk better and better and better and better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lamb of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is the Lord that healeth thee. He bore thy grief. He carried away your sorrow. He was wounded for your transgression. The chastisement of our peace be laid on him. And by his stripes you have been healed. Hallelujah. Let him begin to learn to walk with it again. Hallelujah. If you know the Lord has touched your body, come and tell us what God has done quickly. I want just a few testimonies. All who have been healed in the name of Jesus. Be loose. Be loose right now.
Another Indian man came with a torment in his life. For 10 years, he had been possessed with a spirit of epilepsy. He came to the platform, and the power of God seized him, and he fell down under the Spirit of God and was totally delivered.
Be loose! Be loose! Out of him! Out of him now! Ouch! In Jesus' name! You tell us about him.
This man had epilepsy attack since a long time, near about 10 years. And praise God that he is released now, and God had freed him from that epilepsy attack. And you have seen that he had been in the position of death, and God healed him. Hallelujah.
Where is he from?
He's from India.
He's from India. He is here. Sister, rise up. You are free. You are free. Jump up. You are free. Get up. You are free. There is healing everywhere.
Amen.
The power of God is moving everywhere.
Amen.
And your neck, right now, in Jesus' name of Nazareth, you called, be loose. In Jesus' name, be free. Completely. You are set free. And now heal. Who brought this child? Come on, sir. What has happened to your son? Come and tell us. You are a steward in this meeting. Tell us what happened to your son.
He has been having double vision. He's been operated twice. He still had double vision.
Yeah.
He's just been prayed for, and now he says he has got single vision.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lamb of God. He shall not come back again. He is healed in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Another testimony.
For the first time in how many years? In 2 years. She's been walking up and down here.
For 2 years,
come on up
this woman had been living in a wheelchair. She came to the Royal Albert Hall late, so she was placed behind the platform. God's power to heal was everywhere in the sanctuary.
Bless her. Make room. Are you her husband? Has she done in the wheelchair? Yes. Keep walking, love. Don't trip over the cable. Walk to Mr. Walker.
Gradually, she abandoned her wheelchair, climbed the platform to testify what mighty thing.
Ma'am, who owns this wheelchair? You? For how many years?
Three.
3 years. This wheelchair has been carrying you. Stay clear from the way. Let her go without it, and let her use it as trolley. I'm going to sit down, you roll me.
One of the most remarkable and outstanding miracles seen by man today was registered at the Royal Albert Hall. She had spent 3 cruel years in a wheelchair, but she knew her hour of healing and salvation had come. As Archbishop Ida Hosa prayed, she stood up immediately and walked across the platform in great joy. Yes, something else happened. The apostle of faith mounted the abandoned wheelchair and asked the healed woman to push him round. Yes, indeed. It was like Bible days again. Men and women shouted and cried, saying, "We have never seen it in this way.
Yeah.
Isaac, dig again. Don't fall. Isaac! Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? What well in your life has the devil put sand? Don't raise your hand and sing, I surrender. Retaliate. Hire more servants. If your father's servants are too old, hire new servants. Dig again and again and again and again until you hit the springing waters. Somebody say, yes, Lord. If it's only one person God sent me here for tonight, go back home to that business the devil put sand. Dig it again. To that marriage that the devil put sand. Dig it again. If he put sand in your health, dig it again. If prayer can't heal you, get a doctor. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Don't say, God has abandoned me. Church has abandoned me. Find your way back to the well. Take the sand out. Dig afresh. And if your strength is not enough, hire new servants. There's a springing water waiting for you in the well that the devil put sand. Someone say, yes, Lord! Don't take a no for an answer. Don't be too beaten down not to believe in getting up. That's why there's healing when the body is weak. That's why there's resurrection when the body is killed. That's why there's joy when there is sorrow. That's why there's victory when there's defeat. Dig your well again and again and again and again until your enemy know you are not ready to surrender. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I went home last night and all my back was aching and I've had it for years and God has released me.
Right now, God has released her. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, sir.
Took away my pain from my shoulder. All week I've suffered.
All week you have suffered?
Now, by the altar now, he took away my pain.
It's gone. Hallelujah. Everybody give Jesus a big hand. It's gone. God is good. Hallelujah, it's gone. Yes, sir.
I had backache and stomach trouble.
For how long?
Many years.
Many? How many are many?
15.
15 years. And now what has happened? It's gone. Give Jesus a hand. It's gone. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my.
When I came in here tonight, I had a really bad pain in my stomach, but I've really felt the touch of the Lord, and it's gone now.
It's gone. Give Jesus a hand. Glory to God. Glory. Yes, sir. Look at this one. I saw this handsome man healed. A young man indeed. 80
years.
80 only. You still have 40 years to go.
Yes. I know that. I took that from you last year.
You took it from me last year.
You said last year you were going to live 120 years.
20 years, that's
if
so.
You could, I can.
Yeah, I can.
And I'm going to do it.
Everybody shout hallelujah. Yes, sir. So what has God done for you tonight?
Well, an aftermath of shingles left me with intense pain all down this side. A growth in my ear. When I asked the doctor about it, I was told, I said, how long shall I have this?
Yes.
He said, for the rest of your life. I've given away my tablets over there.
Glory be to God. Let's give Jesus a hand. It's gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He sighed. Yes. Stay close to the shepherd. Listen to this. There is no better place where you can be than in his gentle care and at his feet. For we can trust him to meet our every need. You see, go where he doesn't lead. Don't you want to stay close to the shepherd? Stay close to his side. He has everything you need. Stay
and watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.